sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. If you have a question or a comment, let's go ahead and give us a call, because I'll answer any real estate question you got, hopefully with the right answer. It is, we're in the 405, of course, so it is 840-1000, 840-1000, and you have the special treat of calling your realtor. If you have a realtor that has helped you with a transaction, I want you to call them right now and tell them to listen up and to call in and make a comment. I will treat you and your realtor to lunch at Casa Perico, my favorite place to eat, and we'll have a little get together. We might even have a little party with all of us. But we're talking today about safety for realtors, realtor safety. So we have the expert here,
Michael LaRusse, Oklahoma City Police Department, Southwest Division, Police Community Relations. That's a mouthful this morning.
It is, isn't it? Is it Master Sergeant?
Yes, it's Master Sergeant. That means I've been there a long time, more than anything else.
Well,
I know where the skeletons are and all the restrooms.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. Well, you know, I didn't tell you that that's what we're going to discuss today, did I?
No, but I'm prepared for it.
Okay, there you go. Realtors have a surprisingly dangerous job. And when someone wants to see a house in our company, I'm just going to tell you what our policy is. I'm the broker, so I make the policy,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
So when someone calls on a sign and wants to see a house, and they'll say, I just want to see the house. That's great. Meet me at my office. I'll have the appointment set, and we'll go see the house. So we don't go to a house to meet someone we don't know.
Let me just ask you, even is there any circumstances where maybe, boom, real quick, we got to go, and you miss that opportunity to meet at the office?
In years past, yes.
Okay. You know, one of the things, and I've actually given safety talks to realtors before, I guess it's like anything else. The person that is trying to isolate any victim, you know, with anonymity, that's where their strength is keeping it in-house between them and their victim. If there's any way to insist on seeing an identification or writing it down, letting the person see you take a picture of it with your smartphone and send it to a co-realtor or someone and say, this is just a safety protocol, well, then they've lost control. Because their true ID, their ID picture, tag on their car, whatever, if they can visibly see that that's been sent somewhere else, then it's counterproductive to make you disappear, knowing that all that information is in an area, whether it's the cloud or whether it's back at the office, an email, they're losing control. And so it's time to pass on and look for someone else that doesn't do those protocols.
Well, and I will tell you, as fast as realtors move, we are not by nature good realtors. Great realtors by nature are not extremely careful and methodical.
That happens. There was a book called The Routine Patrol. Same goes for police officers and their officer safety. The Routine Patrol, just you get in and you do the routine. You pull thousands of people over on a traffic stop. They say, you know, they get their citation, off they go, over and over and over. And after a while, you forget the danger of someone pulling a gun and shooting at you on that traffic stop. So the whole key is to prepare the mind. It's got to be second nature, and you can't be lax. But being laxed or the routine whatever is really counterproductive.
Right.
And, to anybody.
And, of course, as a real estate professional, you want every opportunity to gather, to have a chance to show a house to somebody.
Oh, yes.
That's a buyer. Of course, my theory is it's not, they're not a buyer until we talk to them.
Right.
And answer, we have six essential elements of qualifying a buyer in our office. If until we get those questions answered, we don't know if they're a buyer. They may just be somebody wanting to stalk a realtor. So that's kind of scary. Call your realtors. Tell them to call in 840-1000. I'm treating you guys to lunch at 840-1000. Call in and tell me a scary story about a real estate agent. We'll return right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and Michael LaRousse. Moose LaRousse.
In person.
In person.
One time only.
Not one time only.
Yeah.
With Oklahoma City Police Department, Southwest yes. Division.
Police and Community Relations, outreach community. To the public.
There you go. Well, we are talking about realtor safety, and I've invited realtors to call in, and I have a caller on the line. Good morning. Hi, Judy.
Good morning, Becky.
Oh, okay. This is Judy Olson in my office.
Excellent.
And hi, Judy.
Hi.
So do you have a scary story for us?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how scary it is, but I had an appointment I went out on, and it was in an older part of town. And, you know, when I pulled up, the house was in need of TLC. You could tell just from the outside, which is not, that's not unusual. So I went, I noticed when I walked up to the door, the front door, that the windows were all covered, not by curtains, but by, well, in some cases, plastic wrap, like bubble wrap. And the door, the front door had a window, you know, a small square window, and it was also covered. And so there was no way you could see inside at all, which made me a little nervous, concerned. And so I knocked on the door, and no one answered, even though it was a scheduled appointment. No one answered, and I just started having an uneasy feeling. And so I decided to leave and went back to the office and called and left a message for him and decided it was probably in my best interest to either take someone with me next time or to have them come to the office first. Well, I left a message for him and didn't hear back from him. So, you know, that was one of those situations where, you know, they always tell you, listen to your gut, and that's pretty much what I did on that one.
See, that's a perfect example of listening to that gut or that little feeling that we get that something's not right. You know, all I can say is that keeps you out of trouble. It's when you push past that. I was at an area mall, and I had a young girl run up to me freaking out saying there was a handicapped person falling out of their vehicle in the parking lot. So I go, hey, is it over by handicapped parking? She goes, no, way out in the parking lot. And I said, describe to me what you saw. It was a man in regular parking, regular vehicle, absolutely no sign of a wheelchair or anything, screaming at her that he was a paraplegic. And he had one arm on the door frame and one arm by the window area in the door, and he was leaning out screaming or calling, begging her over to help him back in. And she said, let me go get help. He said, no, I'm falling. I'll hurt myself. You got to help me. She goes, let me get some help. And she was in tears when she got to me. Bottom line, we sent security out there. Car was gone. It wasn't there. And I asked her. I said, look, I know you're a good Oklahoman. I know you wanted to help this guy. I can see how upset you are. I'm just curious why you didn't. And she said there was something not right. And I believe she saved her life. You know, I personally believe in my heart that guy was baiting her over there on a deceptive move. So when you have that feeling, you're right. Don't push past it. It's easy to reschedule, easy to back off.
So, well, Judy, I'm real glad you did
too.
Back off on that. And it kind of goes to show the fact that they have not returned the phone call.
Yes.
That was probably a ruse to get you out there, right?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I hire only smart realtors.
See, the beautiful thing is she's here telling us the story, and that you're a winner. You won that incident, and it shouldn't bother you. You should be joyful about it.
Right.
And that's the thing with us as police officers. You know, our mission is to complete our shift and go home. That's just all we want to do, is do our officer safety, listen to our instincts, and rely on our training as well. And I think anyone listening to your story has been trained in their mind on, you know, that's a good idea. Let's just back off. Good story.
Yeah,
well, thank
great.
You.
Thank you, Judy. We'll go to lunch this week.
Okay, sounds great.
So, awesome. Do you know, if you have a realtor story or if you've heard of a good realtor story, do give us a call at 840-1000. And Michael LaRousse is going to give us a few tips as to how realtors can be safe. Do you want me to tell you what I train my agents and my admin staff that go out and like photographer and mm-hmm. stuff like that? I tell them always have your client wait at the curb and tell them to look the neighborhood over because the neighborhood makes a difference in the purchase, and while you're opening the lockbox. Because you don't want to even get pinned in opening the lockbox,
right?
Absolutely, right. And then as soon as you get that key out, you go inside the door, you lock the door, the front door, and you turn on as many lights as you can while you're scurrying to the back door to unlock that door. And then take a different route all the way to the front door to unlock it and let your clients in. It takes maybe 8 or 9 seconds to do that once you're inside the house.
It's important for you to lead the dance. When you start watching someone else trying to isolate, move, and even start becoming a bit aggressive, maybe they were very benign to begin with, but then you start them, they're wanting to control your movements. Those are red flags.
Right. So then the other thing I always say is never let your client between you and the door.
Right. And, you know, we have some technology now that's pretty decent. I mean, civilians can even buy a body-worn camera that goes to the cloud and just say, for reference, I just want to let you know, this tour of the house is being recorded possibly for future use, you know, for training. Wow. All of a sudden, you realize the realtor you're there has a very small body cam pinned to their lapel, and it's already too late. They're being recorded as the initial conversation goes, and that information is going up to the cloud or being recorded. You know, it's time to, you know, disengage from thinking about attacking someone. And we didn't have that technology before, but it's available now, and they're not that expensive.
So that's a nice little lapel camera. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing is never go upstairs first. Never go down a hallway first. Always let your client. Now,
right.
that's hard for a chivalrous man to let that happen.
Right.
Because they
it
always
is.
Want to walk behind a lady.
It's very much.
But I just tell them, you know, this is habit. This is what I do.
Right.
You go first and I'll bring up the rear. And just basically keep yourself between the door and the client.
Yeah, absolutely. You want every advantage you can have.
So you are having the privilege of listening to Michael LaRousse, Master Sergeant with the Southwest Division of OCPD. And we will return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and you have the pleasure this morning of listening to Michael LaRousse, Master Sergeant, Oklahoma City Police Department, Community Relations. Is that what it's called, Michael?
Yeah, Police Community Relations. We have four patrol divisions that cover 620 square miles of the city, and there's one officer like myself in each division to cover the city. And if you go to OCPD.com, PCR, just put in the search in Police Community Relations, it'll pull up a web page with all of us and our contact numbers.
Cool, cool. Well, it is now time for... It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to use the right material, give you choices involved in the roofing process. They do small repairs or do a whole roof and handle all your insurance needs for you. So Robbins Roofing is 728-3700. Robbins Roofing. Our word today is patience.
Yes. And that could be for real estate. When people are worried about a interest rate going up a bit, if you have the perspective, and I loved what you said, talk to your parents. Because like, again, when it was 21%, we got a sweetheart deal at 18% with the government. But we had patience, and that thing finally went down, and we refinanced. Everything was great. Just have some patience with that.
Well, you know, and patience is really being able to accept or tolerate delay.
Yes.
Or trouble without really getting angry or upset.
You know, it's a discipline. And I will say, one of the deals when I was a brand new officer, I was being trained and we pulled over a car full of possible dirt bags. And I was, I wanted to rush up there, and the senior officer stopped me and he said, "Are you in that much of a hurry to get killed?" And he goes, "Have patience, watch their movements. Are they dipping their shoulder down? Are they hiding dope? Are they pulling out a gun? Have patience. Don't be in a hurry to get yourself in trouble."
That's a good, and do the same thing as a realtor. We're covering today realtor safety. And how to be safe. You know, this year I've taught, I think, four orientation classes for new realtors. And realtor safety is one of the things that we cover. So I always ask my audience, the new realtors, what do you need to be safe as a realtor? Inevitably, it is a gun, a taser, mace, pepper spray. It's some... item.
Well, you know, I will say, and this is true, in the 21 years that I was in the field, I only saw two people with empty hands smaller than the bad guy successfully defend themselves. But under the federal guidelines with active shooter, run, hide, fight, and if you put fight in there, you know, you go, it's the success is when people have something. Whether it's a puncturing object, whether it is a impact object, chemical sprays, things like that, chair, you know, whatever, that's when you start inching up. And I've seen many people, and even untrained, defeat someone bigger, younger, stronger with something in their hand. So tools are good, but you have to practice with them.
Yeah, you can't just like...
No, just carry one and not ever pull the trigger or do the... You know, practice a puncturing, you know, defending yourself with a pen. The keys in the hands, like you see on TV, is not productive. You punch a pumpkin, with that, see how ineffective it is. But a good, solid, strong ink pen, let me tell you, I've flown to Europe 3 times with my ink pen, and it was there at the ready.
Never really thought about an ink pen.
It's a puncturing, I mean, a good one, and I wish I had stock in it. Uniball 207 with not the ballpoint pen, but the one with the metal housing. And, Becky, I know you're never in the red, so I'm going to give you this pen.
Oh, awesome.
And it fits right in your lapel. When my girls would go jogging, I'd go, do you have your ink pen? When they were going on a date, I'd go, do you have your ink pen? Oh, daddy, you know, but they knew what I meant.
Do you know something that this even says? Impact 207.
Yeah, it's a gel impact. I love the pen.
Awesome.
I love it. Well, carry it with me wherever I go.
Well, I will be carrying this with me.
There you go. And again, it's not meant as a weapon, but it is one if you need it to protect your life.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let's take a story. Someone's wanting to go have lunch with us and tell us a story.
No.
Good
okay.
morning, Becky.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great. And is this a realtor, Becky?
It is realtor, Becky.
Okay.
Very good.
What's your last name, Becky? Or you don't have to give your last name, but you're welcome to.
Well, this is Becky Karp.
Okay. Well, hi, Becky. You actually kind of live in my old neighborhood, I think.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes, I
awesome. Do. Rollingwood. Love it.
So let me give you my scary realtor story. I was pretty new in the business. This was about 15 years ago, and I was sitting in an open house for a builder. It was a new construction house, and it was a custom build, but the buyers had lost their job, and so the builder was trying to get it sold, but it was a little customized, so it was going to be a little bit of a difficult sale. So I was holding it open one Sunday. It was summertime. The weather was really nice. It was really kind of hot, if I remember correctly. And I was by myself, and I hadn't had any traffic the whole day. So it was getting pretty close to the end of the time, and I was kind of looking forward to closing it up. But a car pulled up, and a man came in by himself. And as soon as he walked in the door, I kind of got an uneasy feeling. And it just intensified the longer that he was in the house. He was walking through the house and looking, but he wasn't really looking at the house. He was looking at me. Mm. And he was asking questions that didn't have anything to do with the house or how it was built. And it just made me real nervous. He walked into a bedroom, and I was standing in the hall, and he asked me a question about the street, which it didn't make much sense to me. And so real quickly, I said, you know what, I don't know the answer to that question, but the builder, he was here with me. He just ran over to 7-Eleven to get his drinks, and he'll be pulling back up any second. In fact, that might be his truck that's pulling up. The guy said, no worries, walked out the front door, got in his car, and drove away.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, trusting.
The builder, of course, was not coming back. It was just the first thing I could think of to let this guy know I wasn't by myself.
When bad guys lose control, they can abort the whole thing. That's sadly is a strength they have, is that they don't like something, they can disengage before they do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Becky, and Judy's story, your story, trusting your gut is extremely important. I know that I've told some of my scary stories on the air. One of my stories that was creepy and makes you feel really uneasy wasn't really, I didn't feel like it was life-threatening, but it was extremely uneasy. I was locking up from an open house. I can remember the open house, and this was probably 30 years ago. And no one was in the house. At least I thought no one was in the house. I had not kept track of how many people were in the house. And after this incident, I learned, I mean, if open house people were cards, I would win in Vegas every time. I know exactly how many people are in a house and what they look like. I pay very close attention to that because once they come in, I want to see them go out.
Right.
And I went in to turn the lights off, I reached into the master closet, and there was a guy in the master closet sniffing a shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
And pleasuring himself.
Oh.
In the master closet.
You know, that's when you should have 911 on speed dial as well. Get us out there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm pretty bold.
Oh, I know.
And so I stepped out. It just jumped back initially, of course.
Right.
And then I just said, what nerve do you have? Get yourself zipped up and get out of this house.
You know, I will tell you, the command bearing, that's another element of personal safety. When you become a bit aggressive in that stern deal, I cannot tell you how disarming that is to a bad guy. It really is.
Well, I was just put out to begin with, but then the scared came in after he left.
Yeah, afterwards, right.
And I thought, holy cow. I mean, he might not have been the pervert. He might have been the guy waiting to grab you.
Well, it's right. True as
you
that.
You never know how that could have turned out.
See, my grandmother, when she was in her 80s, was in a small two-bedroom apartment, woke up. It was a first-degree burglary. A man had broke in and was standing at the edge of her bed. Now, think about this. He was not there for her stereo or silverware or anything. He's there for her. They're the only two people. He's younger, bigger, stronger. She's an 80-year-old woman. What chance she got? She leaped up with the command bearing you're talking about, how you know, what are you doing in there? I mean, she took him by the arm and said, does your mother know what you're doing? She goes, she would be so ashamed. You come with me. And she took him, walked him out of her apartment to the door, said, you go on home and pray your mother never, never finds out what you're doing. And he goes, I'm sorry, ma'am. And he walked off.
Whoa.
Yes. But she didn't, you know, I mean, it was that kind of
that could have ended badly, but
should have ended badly.
It's kind of like
it really should.
You're the alpha of your own house, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And some victims do become very aggressive. But, you know, if you give the whimpering, oh my, and you fall into their world, that really draws them in and can make them much more aggressive.
Wow.
It really is.
Becky, what a great story. Be sure
very good story.
And give Michael your information because we need to go have lunch.
I'd love to. Love to spend a little time with you, Becky.
Okay, that is awesome. We'll return right after this break with more from Master Sergeant Michael LaRousse from Oklahoma City Police Department with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Cool.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. We're talking realtor safety today with Master Sergeant Michael LaRousse from the Oklahoma City Police Department, Southwest Division. Police Community Relations.
Police
if you have something to add to our conversation, especially if you're a realtor, do give us a call at 840-1000. We're in the 405, 840-1000. Okay. We had someone call in that didn't particularly want to be on the air.
Okay.
And this, but wanted to you to re-explain the reason for the ink pen.
Oh, the ink pen. Well, the federal standards of active shooter, run, hide, fight. Okay.
Run, if you can, hide, fight.
Kind of like. If you can, those are the three things. If you can run, get out of Dodge. Uh-huh. Okay. The second one, if you can shelter in place and hide, great. But if you're cornered or trapped and you know the guy with a gun or knife or sword or whatever he has, bow and arrow.
Or big fist.
Big fist is coming into the room where you are. Well, then it's probably not time to go hands to hands with him if you're not highly trained. So the guidelines are you get heavy impact objects, ink pen puncturing, letter opener, a pair of scissors, anything puncturing, because remember you're defending your life. So, and the federal government was a little slow getting on adding the fight, but Oklahoma City, our active shooter presentation, active incident presentation actually has always included the what do you do if. And so as long as you're acting like, what was that gal in Fatal Attraction? She came out with that big old knife at, you know, Michael Douglas. My word, what a scary woman. But, it, you know, anyone going wild with a puncturing object, and I just add that an ink pen can be always with you. It can be always in your pocket. If you're a woman and you don't have a pocket, it can fit in your crew neck right around, you know, your collar. So that's all I'm saying is that puncturing objects are good.
And the thing
impact
is,
impact
you can't take scissors or knives on an airplane.
Correct, but you can your ink pen.
But you can your ink
pen.
No
one is taking your ink pen away from you anywhere. I'm just saying it is a choice. You know, it is a choice. And actually, in my personal safety presentation, I have a documented incident. 58-year-old woman was attacked alone in a church. It's a 24-hour praying deal. She was there at 11 o'clock at night. No one else was with her, bigger, younger, stronger guy. This is in the New England area. He went in to sexually assault her in the pew. That's how bad guys can be. And no special training, 58-year-old nurse. She was writing in her journal. She took her ink pen out, jabbed him once in the neck. He's run into the hospital. She survived that incident completely caught off guard. And I include that story in my personal safety presentation.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need to come to a personal safety presentation at our office, and we can get either
Schedule me.
Can we do melons since we don't have...
you want to eat melons?
We want to do something that we can
coming up.
Stab.
Well, there are some techniques, but Liz, hold it like an ice pick. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about some serious stuff here. The ink pen stab is not for if you know someone asks you to dance and you don't want to and you stab.
Right.
You know, let's just be clear on that. Okay,
I'm just
saying this meets the federal guidelines of run, hide, fight, and the fight part. It's all about grabbing stuff.
So run, hide, fight, which is like drop and roll.
Drop and roll, and
right.
Right.
We all know drop and roll.
Yeah, if you catch on fire.
Right. So
yeah,
the run, hide, fight.
Run, hide, fighter is your plan if there's an active shooter. Now, we expound upon that in our presentations, but those are the guidelines we go with, run, hide, fight. And again, personal safety, it could be that fight.
Well, I want to thank my callers that called in today, my fellow realtors. And, you know, if you have a real estate need, please do call our office. We are at 722-3232. It's 722-3232. If you would, you need a community relations expert from the police department, just call.
Yeah. Look, call 297-1000 and ask for a police community relations officer. We can direct you.
Okay. And Michael LaRousse, we do appreciate that you were here today.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, you guys stay safe out there and hope to see you on the other side of a closing table real soon. This is Becky Ivins, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Bye, Jordan.